A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Yud Ches, Yevamos 18b, pagination 36, on the topic of Zika, which is the Hebrew word to describe the relationship in Yibum between the widow of the deceased brother and the living brothers. The word Zika is commonly translated as a tie or a bond, somehow a connection between the deceased brother's wife and the living brothers with whom she is supposed to do either Yibum or Chalitza. Now, one could have thought that if she chooses or they choose not to do Yibum and Chalitza, so we just ignore the mitzvah. But what we're being told here, if you hold Yesh Zika, which is the way we paskin, that they are quasi-married, she's on standby for Yibum Chalitza, and it creates a bond of sorts, such that even if the woman would die without doing Yibum Chalitza, they postpone it for years, let's say, there's still the residual of this relationship of being quasi-married, Zika. And that would create a relationship in which the living brother would be prohibited, for example, to marry the mother of this widow. Because at one point there was Zika, and that Zika remains. He remains quasi-married to her, and you're not allowed to marry a mother and a daughter. And therefore, he would be prohibited in marrying her mother even after her death. Likewise, in the case of sisters, which is only a prohibition during the lifetime of the sister, but we also have an application of Zika in that if one brother would like to marry the sister of the widow, he's not allowed to until a different brother proceeds and does Yibum or Chalitza with this widow. Our Gemara is going to present a case where the living brother went ahead and married, or at least did Kiddushin, the first part of marriage, betrothed, with the sister of the widow. And the Gemara actually tells us that there's a restriction from him going and consummating the marriage through Nisuin, because it's like marrying Achos Zikukaso. The prohibition of marrying the sister of someone that you have a relationship with. It's not until the other living brother does Yibum Chalitza with the widow that this other brother would be allowed to marry the sister of the widow, and that's because it goes off lemafreya, the relationship is removed, and he's allowed to marry the sister of the Yavama. Let's see the Gemara, starting from the top. Shomeres Yavam, we have this relationship where they're waiting for Yibum Chalitza. That means that one of the brothers of this family died, no children, left a widow, and they're supposed to do Yibum Chalitza with her. Shekidesh Achiv Es Achosa, and one of the brothers proceeds and marries through Kiddushin alone, didn't finish it yet, but he did do Kiddushin with the sister. So the Gemara tells us, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, they taught in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omrim lo hamtein, you tell him that he's got to wait, at shayase ochicha maisa, until his brother does either Yibum or Chalitza. And that's because at the moment, all of the living brothers are eligible to marry the widow. She has the status of Zika with them. There's a bond of sorts. And therefore, he's not allowed to continue in that relationship that he's creating with the sister of the widow until we clarify that he has no Zika, no relationship with the widow. So that's statement number one that informs us that Zika exists even when you have two brothers and each one would claim not me, or one of them is going to claim not me, but that's not true. Until one of the brothers makes his move, that relationship remains and will prohibit him from marrying the sister of this widow that has Zika with him. Let's drop down about 15 lines. In the beginning of a line, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel taught us a second rule. Shomeres Yavam Shemesa. The woman that was the wife of the deceased brother, the widow of our case, she passed away without them doing Yibum or Chalitza. Nevertheless, Osur Bi'ima, the living brothers are prohibited from marrying her mother. Alma Kasava Yesh Zika, and the reason is because there's a concept called Zika, and that bonds them to the widow, and it's a quasi-marriage. Even after her death, just as if they had been married to her, even after her death, they're going to be prohibited in her mother. So too, in the case of Zika, it's not a real marriage, but it's quasi-marriage enough to create a similar prohibition. Let's drop down two lines to the middle of a line with the word utsurichi, where the Gemara explains the novelty and the importance of both of these statements. The first statement being that two brothers are both going to have Zika until one of them makes a move. And the second statement from Shmuel, which told us that even after the death of the widow, the concept of Zika remains. De'iash me'inan yesh Zika, if you had only told me the concept that there is Zika, hava amina hanemili b'chad, I would think that only exists with one person if it's clear that he's the one who's got to do Yibum Chalitza. Avo b'terei, but if you had two brothers, lo, I would think there's no Zika. Every time you go to one, he'll say, no, not me. Every time you go to the other, he'll say, no, not me. And there would never be Zika. Kamash Malon, the statement that we had on the top of the page with two brothers, informs you that each one has Zika until one of them makes a move. V'iyash minan halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and if you had only told me that first statement of two brothers, have amina hanemili mechayim, Zika only is effective while she's alive. Avala acha misa, but once she passes away, pakala Zika, I would think that Zika goes off. Kamash Malon, we're being informed from the second statement, the Zika b'chdi lo paka, that Zika doesn't just go off, it only goes off if the other brother makes a move, and through that move, either Yibam or Chalitza, indeed, Zika will go off, and it will be as if there never was Zika, and you'll be able to marry the sister of the widow, even though the widow's still alive. Because it's as if you were never with Zika, with that woman. But again, it's only going to go off because of Yibum Chalitza of the other living brother. It's not going to go off simply because the widow passed away. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.